AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. An FDA advisory panel endorses the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for children 5 to 11 years old. AP Sagar Magani has this.
The FDA advisors voted after agency vaccine chief Peter Marks noted the pandemic has not spared young kids.
Over 8,300 hospitalizations, about a third of which have required intensive care unit stays.
And nearly 100 deaths. Pfizer reported its study of elementary schoolers found a third of the dose given to teens and adults was nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infection. If the FDA itself authorizes the smaller doses, the CDC will also have to sign off and say which kids should get them. Moderna's also studying its own vaccine in younger children. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Google's parent company, Alphabet's profits soared 68% in the third quarter. Twitter had a net loss due to, in most part, a lawsuit settlement, as its revenues jumped as well from July through September. Executives from YouTube, Snapchat, and TikTok faced tough questioning by a Senate subcommittee looking into the impact of their products on children. Chairman Richard Blumenthal says the social media platforms have a lot of room for improvement.
I want a market where the competition is to protect children, not to exploit them.
More than 150 people on three continents have been arrested in a drug trafficking case involving sales on the dark net. Deputy U.S. Attorney General Lisa Monaco.
We are here today to expose those who seek the shadows of the internet to peddle killer pills worldwide.
More than $31 million have also been seized in the multinational investigation. The darknet is a part of the internet hosted within an encrypted network. This is AP News. Boise, Idaho police say a 27-year-old man dressed in black, armed with several guns, opened fire on people inside a mall yesterday. Security guard Joe Acker was shot and killed trying to stop Jacob Burquist, who then opened fire on a man on an escalator, killing him. Five other people were injured, including a police officer wounded in a shootout with Burquist. Police Chief Ryan Lee tells KIVI that Burquist died from his injuries.
Our shooter, Jacob Burquist, in this incident has passed away from his injuries. We've been conducting investigations related to Mr. Burquist, looking at any social media information, any other evidence that we may have, anything to help us understand motivation.
Lee says the shooter was known to both Boise police and mall security, mainly for disorderly conduct. Investigators are now trying to determine his motives for yesterday's attack. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.